Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And this morning I'm speaking with Dr. Melissa Franklin with Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine, recently opened in the Star Valley area in the Alpine community. Hi, Melissa. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Duke. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for your time and congratulations on this new venture in Star Valley. Melissa, first off, maybe tell us what brought you to this medicine.
Well, Duke, and I've been in medicine most of my career, but I had my own experience specifically with acupuncture and integrative medicine when I injured a knee. And I knew that I did not want to have surgery immediately without trying something less invasive. So I chose acupuncture, herbs, and herbal liniments. And it took about 6 months of therapy and healing, but my knee is 100%. I healed the knee. It became stronger, have full range of motion in my knee, and have all the original parts. So having come from a very science-based background and having this experience, it really intrigued me, and I wanted to learn more about it.
Sounds like you've got a great personal testimonial of this, and now, of course, bringing these services to Star Valley, which you're familiar with. Tell us about your connection to Star Valley.
Well, I've been coming here most of my life. My family's had a property out here and been visiting the area since the early 70s, but the biggest connection I have is with my grandfather. So he was the engineer in charge of building the power plant in Kemmerer. And I've spent summers and winters out here my whole life. And my father is a retired Marine, lifetime Marine. So when he got out of the military, he came back home to Alpine. So my parents have been here. And over the course of the years, a few of us kids have followed mom and dad.
Very cool. Well, welcome to Star Valley. Now, and Melissa, when you talk about the kind of medicine you do, let's talk education. And can you tell us about your education compared to maybe an MD or what a DO might receive?
Sure. So we follow a very similar path in our medical degree as do MDs and DOs. Doctors of acupuncture and integrative medicine attend a 4-year accredited medical science program after completing our undergraduate work. Very similar to our medical counterparts, just we use different modalities and our residencies look slightly different. But I am board certified by the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, and I am licensed through the great state of Wyoming.
That's great. Melissa Franklin with Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine. So, Melissa, traditional Western medicine, how do they perceive you and what you do?
I have found that medical doctors love working with acupuncturists. Integrative medicine seems to be a big hot topic or buzzword right now, but I find that it's a great partnership with traditional medical or Western medicine when we focus on patient-centered care. So it works for the medicine that I practice seems to work really well with those, you know, incurable cases or the tough cases that other doctors are facing. And that's vice versa. So we work well together. And my experience with Western medical doctors has been one of great collaboration. And I find that it's a win-win for our community. And it's a really conservative way to look at medicine. So what we practice is a non-drug, non-surgical solution in the medicine that I practice.
Melissa, with that in mind, tell us more about kind of the specifics of your medicine. What types of cases do you normally see? What type of patients do you normally see?
Well, acupuncture can be used for many health conditions. At Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine, we specialize in treating complex chronic conditions. Over my career, usually people come to my clinic when they have exhausted all options and have just been told that they need to learn to deal and live with their condition. So our clinic often offers a third opinion, and we almost always find options for people that come into the clinic. We are often said to be the last resort with the best results, and these cases are usually people that have lost hope in managing their progressive pain or their chronic condition. Typical case I might work with would be a chronic pain that does not respond to drugs or post-surgical issues, fibromyalgia, acute muscle pain, shingles, digestive disorders. In the East, Chinese medicine uses acupuncture in the hospitals for all kinds of internal conditions. Here in the West, you know, we can still do that, but more often we're seen as the doctors that manage pain.
Dr. Melissa Franklin here on the SVI Radio Network. So tell us exactly, how does acupuncture work?
Well, I can tell you one of the many ways it works is by stimulating the nervous system to produce specific hormones and neurotransmitters. So we stimulate the nerves to produce the desired effect, for example, like improved sleep from anxiety or insomnia, hormones within women's health, erectile dysfunction, or even produce the body's own natural painkillers for chronic pain, such as fibromyalgia.
Speaking with Melissa Franklin, Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine. Melissa, you shared with us at the beginning of our conversation your personal experience with it. I'm sure it's you've seen some great patient experiences as well. Do you have a patient story where you've been able to help someone else through this?
Sure. I mean, I have so many, it'd be hard to focus on one. But typically, our patients often come in having tried everything. One area that we work with quite frequently is peripheral neuropathy. And with peripheral neuropathy, many of our patients come in with a walker. And after about a month of care, they often progress to the use of a cane. And then almost always by the end of the second month or the second month of treatment, they usually forget their cane in the office. So we kind of have a running joke that we have a lost and found department for canes. But I'm currently working with someone here in the Star Valley area. And just the other day, he said to me, I danced with my wife in the kitchen for the first time since my surgery 9 years ago. So stories like that always reinforce why I do what I do.
Wow, that's a great story. Melissa, how does someone get in touch with you? Do they need a referral? How do they set up an appointment?
So patients don't need a referral to be seen in our clinic. All you need is a phone and call our office to schedule an appointment. We're located in Alpine off of US 89 in the same parking lot as Driftwood Pizza and the old pharmacy. And we don't promise to help everyone, but quite often we are able to make a magnificent difference in our patients' lives where everything else hasn't worked.
That's Melissa Franklin, Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine, open now in Alpine. And as Melissa just mentioned, off US 89 in the same parking lot as Driftwood Pizza is Teton Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine. Melissa, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Duke. I appreciate the time.